With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump holds a press conference Thursday in Bedminster, New Jersey, saying Kamala Harris has been bad for everyone.
Kamala Harris is a radical California liberal who broke the economy, broke the border, and broke the world, frankly. Very destructive to the entire world because as we go, oftentimes the world goes. She destroys everything she touches.
Vice presidential candidates J.D. Vance and Tim Walz agreed to at least one debate. The Minnesota governor and Ohio senator will face off in a debate hosted by CBS on October 1st. In a post on X Thursday, Vance said he's agreed to the CBS debate as well as a debate hosted by CNN on September 18th. So far, no response from the Harris-Walz campaign about that September debate. Also at SRNnews.com, there have been criminal charges filed in the death of Friendstar Matthew Perry.
Five people in all are accused.
A live-in assistant, various go-betweens, two medical doctors, and a major source of drug supply known as, quote, the ketamine queen.
Perry died from a ketamine overdose. Ketamine is a powerful anesthetic that sometimes is used to treat chronic pain and depression. He had struggled with addiction for years. Los Angeles U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada says the five were Perry's suppliers.
These defendants took advantage of Mr. Perry's addiction issues to enrich themselves. They knew what they were doing was wrong. They knew what they were doing was risking great danger.
The assistant, Kenneth Iwomasa, found Perry dead last year. I'm Ed Donahue.
Walmart has another quarter of strong sales that topped almost all expectations, with its low prices proving a powerful draw for millions struggling with rising costs for housing, groceries, and many other things. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood is being sued.
This time it has nothing to do with abortion, however. A young woman who lived as a man for a few years and is now detransitioned is suing Planned Parenthood for giving her testosterone and helping her obtain a double mastectomy while she was a teenager. While Planned Parenthood is the nation's largest abortion business, it has lately become heavily involved in the transgender business, providing drugs and surgeries to young people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana Supreme Court rules that minors don't need their parents' permission to get an abortion in the state. The unanimous decision agrees with a lower court ruling that found the parental consent law violates the privacy clause in the state constitution. The ruling comes as an initiative to ask voters if they want to amend the state constitution to enshrine abortion. It's expected to be on the Montana ballot in November. The legislature passed the parental consent law in 2013, but it was immediately blocked. This is SRN News. Shoppers help fuel a rally on Wall Street.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street to one of their best days of the year. The S&P 500 jumped 1.6% Thursday. The market has been righting itself after a scary few weeks and is now about 2% away from the all-time high it set last month. The Dow rose 554 points. That's about 1.4%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 2.3%. Treasury yields rose sharply in the bond market. That came after a pair of encouraging reports on the economy. One showed that shoppers increased their spending at retailers last month by much more than expected. Another showed that fewer workers applied for unemployment benefits last week. Seth Sutel, New York.
Trader Joe's is recalling 653,000 scented candles due to a fire hazard. The company says the flame on its mango tangerine candles can spread to the wax and cause a larger flame. A Peruvian gang leader suspected of nearly two dozen killings in Peru was arrested in New York. This is more details at SRNnews.com.